Now, 2 Peter chapter 1 says some interesting things, if you'd like to start with me. In verse 10, incredible things. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent. Now, say more diligent.
More diligent.
Now, too many of you are not diligent at all. He says be more diligent, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, to make your calling and election sure. And I saw a formula here. Diligence is the base or the foundation for your calling and election. More diligent than the average person. Some of you have lived below average for a long time. And yet here he says, be more diligent if you want to make your calling and election sure. Have you shored up your calling and election? And you know what? I'm going to give you another real eye-opener. This word sure, make your calling and election sure, which is bebaios, B-E-B-A-I-O-S in the Greek. And you know what it means? The foundation. In other words, the foundation of your calling and election is diligence. It's the foundation it stands on. Bebaios. It's the base, it says in the Greek. It's the place of stability. The stability of your calling and election is more diligent. And you look to the person next to you and say, well, I'm doing better than him, but you're looking at a bum. You're looking at someone doing nothing, going nowhere. You know, you'd be amazed how many people sacrifice their destiny on the altar of selfish living. Well, I'm fine. I'm satisfied with what I have. You know, the destiny that's on your life has nothing to do with what you have, and it has nothing to do with your priorities. It has nothing to do with your likes or your dislikes. It has nothing to do with your personal goals. Your destiny is something impossible that God has put in you that's going to take more than what the average person is pulling off and getting away with. Wow. He says the foundation of security in your election and in your calling is more diligence than the rest are exercising. If you're not going to be more diligent about it, you're not going to make your calling and election sure. You see, your calling and election isn't up to God. He called and he elected, but you're going to shore that thing up. It's like I give you a bass boat and a rod and reel and the bait. And I fill your engine with gas, but that won't give you the fish. You've got to get that thing behind your car, hop it out to a lake somewhere, and go out there and fish, or you won't get one. And real fishermen are serious and pay a real serious price. I'll never forget years ago when I was fishing with Nick Bickish, and he'd go for rainbow trout there on Lake Tanikomo, and on that little river next to it. And he somehow, after drifting all over that river, found a spot where these rainbow trout sat. And he got a big old tire, a car tire. And he stuck it in a tree on the bank, right opposite the spot where those fish would bite. And you know, oftentimes he and I would go out, because we were always out there together when we could get the time. And the place would be packed with boats everywhere up and down that river. And they were catching nothing. He'd go like crazy with that little aluminum boat of his, line it up with that tire, go a few feet the other side, chum the water and drift back to that tire and anchor right there. He'd just pull fish out of that river every time, like he was at a fish market. And we'd look at the other boats and they were getting nothing. I mean, I would even catch a fish, which is a miracle. Well, you had to be diligent to do that, you see. We use that tractor tire or that car tire, I don't remember which one it was. More than likely it was a car tire. For a year and a half.